Chapter 6. He will guide you. The man without the Holy Spirit is like sheep without a shepherd, an aircraft without a pilot, a ship lost at sea without a captain. The man without the Holy Spirit is a man walking in darkness. He's lost and without a sense of direction until the Holy Spirit comes into his life. The Holy Spirit is the ultimate guide. When he comes to live in you, not only does he teach you, he also guides you in the affairs of life. Jesus showed us this in John chapter 16, verse 13, when he said, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come." You will no longer be deceived, for the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He will guide you into all reality. Someone may deceive you for a short time, but he cannot completely deceive you for too long. Why? The Holy Spirit in your life will guide you. He will show you what is real. This is something he does inside you. He guides and leads you from within. The Bible says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Just to think about this is exciting. Do you remember how God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt? Let's read how David recounts it. Psalm chapter 105, verse 37. "He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes." Can you imagine this? No grandma had to be supported by her son. No grandpa had to be carried by anybody. Everybody was strong enough to carry his own stuff and move on his own. This is the testimony of God. "He brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes." This is talking about financial prosperity and health. Nobody was broke. Nobody had a stroke. There wasn't anybody who was paralyzed or impotent. Let's read verse 38. "Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them." Wow! The Egyptians were so afraid of the children of Israel. They gave them everything of value they had and quickly sent them on their way. Boy, how so relieved they were to see them leave their land. I tell you, it's going to be the same way in the last days. Don't you ever think that when Jesus shows up at the rapture, we'll be escaping from here saying, "Phew, thank you, Jesus, we're out of that place." No, sir. We're not going to be escaping from here. We're not going to be delivered from here at the rapture. Why? We would have lived so victoriously and subdued and dealt with this world to the extent that there won't be any reason for us to be here anymore. Mark my words, we don't have too many years left to do that. That's the reason for teaching of the Word of God. That's why God is bringing you this message. I've known and lived by the truths I'm sharing with you in this book for many years. Now, through the Spirit, God has allowed me to share them with you, and that's because the time is short. What you ought to do now is take up this message, stand by it, use it, and begin to live in victory. Let's look at some more of David's account of Israel's departure from Egypt. Psalm chapter 105. Verses 38 to 45. "Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran into dry places like a river, for he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord." The cloud and the fire refer to the Holy Ghost. And this whole passage shows us how he guarded and guided the Israelites throughout their sojourn in the wilderness. He provided for them and protected them against all their enemies. That was back in the Old Testament. How much more does God, through His Holy Spirit, help and bless us today who are partakers of the New Covenant? You see, you're a blessed person. In your office, the results you get ought to be greater than the results of the ordinary man. Your results ought to be blessed. The way you do things ought to be different. It ought to speak of excellence, because there's a light shining on your path, and the spirit of excellence dwells within you. You only have to make up your mind that that's the way it's going to be, and it's going to be just that way. If you thought you had seen some increase in your life, you've not seen anything yet. Wait till you're through listening to this audiobook. Your life will never be the same again. As you begin to walk with this mighty Spirit of God I'm talking about, and allow Him to operate in your life, you will experience supernatural peace, prosperity, and great development in every area of your life. When the Holy Spirit comes to live within you, He not only seals up the life of God that you've received, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. He makes it work. He makes you a child of God in truth and reality and leads you on in this new life. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 tells us, He is the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. Nobody was ever raised from the dead without a prophet praying for him. No one ever came out of the grave all by himself. But Jesus did through the power of the Holy Ghost. For 3 days and 3 nights, He was in the belly of the earth. And the Bible says He was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. What? Or rather, who is the glory of the Father? It's the Holy Spirit. Remember, we read in Psalm chapter 105, verse 39, that the children of Israel were covered with a cloud that led them in the daytime. See also in Psalm chapter 78, verse 14. That glory cloud was the Holy Spirit. So when Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, that Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, he was referring to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the manifestation of the glory of God.